can choose the best company to work for, or you can choose the best workers. Suppose you wanted to hire a landscaping company. You can use your dowsing to choose the perfect one that will do the things you want them to do. Here again, you set down the parameters of this is what I'm looking for in a landscaping company, or this is what I'm looking for in a worker. And then you ask, does this one meet the criteria? Or if you've got a list of four or five, you ask which one is the optimum to meet the criteria that I'm specifying. Here again, you're in control. You're in charge. You can identify a school or an employer that's a good fit for you. And the way I ask that question is blank a good fit for me at this time? Or if I were to say, Susie over here, is working at this restaurant a good fit for Susie at this time? Now, that would encompass a number of things. It would encompass whether Susie has the ability to do the job well. It would encompass whether that company is going to be the right one for her, because we're saying, is it a good fit? I like that one a lot. You can also identify the best career path for yourself. Let's say I got the idea I want to be a rock star. And I would say, is rock star in alignment with my soul's path and purpose at this time? You can see how what would be in alignment with your soul's path and purpose causes you to raise your consciousness, increases your soul's growth. And sometimes we don't know what that is. You can imagine if Mother Teresa asked that question and she was saying, is that the wise career path for me? And or Elvis. Elvis would get a strong yes. But Mother Teresa, hopefully, would get no, because otherwise the world would have missed out on the wonderful career path that she did choose. So it's not about that one or the other is right or wrong or good or bad, or better or worse. It's about the right fit for you. And is this in alignment with my soul's path and purpose at this time? We're talking to the divine database to get the answer. We're not asking my friend Joe or Susie, or we're not saying my mother wants to push me in this direction. No, we're saying, what is in alignment with my soul's path and purpose at this time? What is a good fit for me? Now, I say at this time for a reason. The reason is, over your lifetime, maybe there are going to be five careers that are a good fit for you, and you need to have them in a certain order. So it might be a good fit for you, but not at this time. So it's a good thing to say, at this time in my life, is this a good fit for me? You can determine also if a partnership is a wise choice for you. To be a wise choice, it needs to be a way in which both of you can grow. And this can be a business partnership, a relationship partnership, whatever, any type of partnership. There are people that come into our lives for a short time. So here again, you need to ask for time frames on this, because on Earth, we use time and space for a reason, for our growth and development. The divine database transcends time and space, but we need to ask our questions as it pertains to us here at this time on Earth. So you can ask if a relationship would be a wise choice for you at this time. I also ask, particularly if it's a really close partnership or relationship that I'm looking to get involved with, or something that's going to be very significant for my life, I would ask, is this person's heart pure towards me, and is my heart pure towards them? And we'll go into that later in more detail. You can also ask, are they expressing light towards me? And am I expressing light towards them? Because that will make your interaction at the highest level. That's what we're looking for here with the divine database. We're tapping into that highest level that will be for growth and development for the highest good of all, and to bless and uplift us all.